I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant.
Ask me. Look at what the light did now. I Spooky days, oh. arguments at funerals of whose gods flourish. Fell in love with a Taurus. She wept in my dreams and in my eyes she seen the forest. Hillside. Pills fly off the palms. She died in my arms. Trailer parks, no staircases, only bare faces. I deadlift my cousin to his feet. His drunk demeanor so discreet. Medicine men tangled in their seat. We take seats to take flights. Cheap vacays and tinfoil. Ten toes I've been soiled. Ten toes I bury four sisters in 10 years. Yes, I'm scared. Family pictures in the home. Reflecting on good years. Nights my cousin saw when she smuggled glass across the county. The feds sniff them out like Amsters in a bouncy. Bruised knuckles, my brothers didn't come to my rescue. Learn the gods can only help you or deceive you. God, these flaws come from the old school. Pop's an old fool, but he kept prayer. Pitted stomach, couldn't speak at my sister's funeral. We killed the matriarchs in hush. Imagine we knew the role. We don't. My family was embarrassed. She was a homosexual. Perpetual. Cyclical natures when people divorce from the land. Forced to stand upright and never call too much attention. Humble fluency. She made her nephews laugh through the day. Chizzy smile, sunflower, made a bouquet. Wonder if we were proud of her honest life. Would she have chosen to stay? Models hit my line, the people say that they love me. It's all fabricated, doctrine of discovery. My people need me like they need you. They bleed me like they bleed you. We gotta always fight for these youth. The wellsprings, the wild dreams. Melted silver from Spanish helmets beautified our things. It's true. This ain't a 16, only a 4 to take a 4 out your cousin's hand to the floor. All praises to the lords of the earth. Alienate our relatives across false flags and enemy states. Purchased our lands and put up a K. Alienate our relatives across false flags and enemy states. Purchase our lands and put up a cake.
But for us, he was talking about himself, the warriors, and the other people that wanted to stay. He said, we'll continue to fight. He says, if they want to come after me, let them come after me. I'm not going to die in some other land. If my blood has to flow, I want it to flow on my own land.
Good morning. You're listening to Panther Mountain Sound on WGXC Acre, New York, 90.7. Started out the show with Laura Artman, and then Jeremy Dutcher followed. We had Look at What the Light Did Now with Yatsine and Samantha Crane, a song written by Little Wings, followed by Lito Pimiento. And then we had Male Obunsawin, a talented Abenaki musician from her debut record. That was followed by a baby song by Kanti Wananawi and written by Teresa Bear Fox. After that, we heard Eliza Harkins and Earth Surface People. Both tracks are off of a great new compilation called In Solidarity with Palestine. It's available on Bandcamp. The compilation is a collective project with the intention of expressing solidarity with the people of Palestine through music and by raising funds to support Palestinian-led mutual aid efforts. And this next song is by Esperanza Spalding, which is from the aforementioned compilation. It's called Heal the Root.
Unblow the bones, bring back the dead, heal the root wounds of this madness.
unblow the bombs, bring back the dead, heal the root wounds of this madness. Unblow the bombs, bring back the dead, heal the root wounds of this madness.
I was listening to the voices of life, chanting in unison, "Carry on the struggle." The generations surged together in resistance to meet the reality of power. Mother Earth embraces her children in natural beauty to last beyond oppressor's brutality. As the butterfly floats into life, we are the spirit of natural life, which is forever. The power of understanding, real connections to spirit, is meaning our resistance, our struggle, is not sacrifice lost. It is natural energy, properly used. One time, I was visiting with my relatives. The clouds, the mountains, the sky, the trees. My relatives touched my spirit, nudged it lovingly. "Listen to us, impatient one. We are forever. You must remember the gentleness of time. You are struggling to be who you are. You say you want to learn the old ways. Struggling to learn when all you must do is remember. Remember the people. Remember sky and earth. Remember the people have always struggled to live in harmony, in peace. Struggle against selfishness and weakness so the people may live as nations. The old ways are hard. The people have always had to work together. Remember, impatient one. Remember and live. Do not be afraid of truth. Respect, discipline, share your life so the people may live. Honor sky and earth. Honor yourself. Honor your relations. Remember, impatient one, the gentleness of time. Grandmother Moon, you are more than light in the night. You are more than the moon. You are spirit connection. Your energy is our life. You are memories to generations past. You are the creator of sensations that will always last. You are the knowledge, the teacher, the influence to keep the people sane. You are a healer for spirit pain. Grandmother Moon, we love you. And we are angry at the invaders who trash you and violate our universe with their mechanical uncleanliness. We pray for you, for us, and for the invader who just can't comprehend respect, love, or the balance of life. We do not join the invading madness. From the way they act, it speaks of spirit sadness. Machine money progress is the cause of our common abuse. We see you, Grandmother. We feel you. We love you. We know through your reality we will endure. We are one. We pray for you. We pray to you. Grandfathers whispering in the wind, rejoice at the life you are a part of. Natural energy bound to natural laws. You will survive this temporary madness imposed upon you. Natural life is longer than oppressor's illusionary insanity. Spirits experience human deeds but need not end. This is just one place of changes. Spirit life is forever if you want. The universe is your home. You can survive here. Do not let them kill you. Keep your spirit strong. For distant stars and distant drums are the memories of spirit infancy. Children of Earth, let the spirit live so you can grow in your place in the universe.
Welcome back. This is Radio Free Alcatraz from Indian Land, Alcatraz Island in California. This is John Travell speaking for the Indians of all tribes, and for this portion of the show, we have the government has practicing a policy of taking what they need from the Indian people. Well, not necessarily what they need, taking what they want from us just about any time that they would like to do so. And they've been doing this through the years, or doing it today. And I would say that a large majority of the people out in the the average American people aren't even aware that this is going on. And maybe that's why this the government is allowed to get away with this.
Human physical being, spirit. And power is about that spirit, about the being, and our relationship to the planet, to the earth, to the universe. It's where our real power connections are. We live in a time where we have been indoctrinated to believe that authority is power. So when we look externally and we see these ones that would feed off of us and control us, they have defined power from the material perception of the human, not of the being. So we look at economic systems as being power, but in reality an economic system is basically a system of authority. And we look at military systems as being power, but in reality that's another system of authority. Or religious systems, but these are systems of authority. But we have been programmed into believing that these things are power, and because we have really no influence in these things, no real accessibility to these things, and if we believe they have the power, then it doesn't say much for ourselves. So power really is about our relationship to life. See, maybe we should be developing our loyalty to this planet and this earth and our future, our descendants, more than we should be to governing political systems that have created all these problems. See, but now we have, most people are trying to find solutions to the problems, but they're trying to do it within the confines of the confined abstractions of democracy. And so if they're not willing to think objectively about our responsibilities towards our own descendants, then they will come up with no solutions. They will only perpetuate the enslavement and feeding. We have lying dormant in us, we have a genetic memory. And in that genetic memory, there's knowledge. There's knowledge in that genetic memory, all right, that goes back to the ancient, to the beginning for us, right? And in this genetic memory, there was a time when we were all tribes. Every human being lived within a tribe. Every human being recognized this reality that the earth was the mother and the sun and the sky was the father. Father, sky, mother, earth. Recognized that in our totality as human beings, all right, our relationship was to that. 500 years we have had to fight and resist and struggle against the oppressor who has come. They called us Indians and said that we didn't have any rights. They called us Indians and said that we were no longer people. They called us Indians and they used their manifest destiny mentality to justify their genocide against us.
That was, of course, John Trudeau shedding some wisdom. And you are listening to Panther Mountain Sound. If you'd like more information about supporting Indigenous artists and their communities, underwaterpanthercoalition.com, and find more information on the show there as well. Would love to hear your input. And Scott Momaday recently left us, and he left quite the legacy, both through words and his paintings. Here he is speaking roughly 15 years ago.
My Indian name is Tsoai Tali. I identify very closely, of course, with my Kiowa ancestors. I love that part of the country. The plains means a great deal to me. When I was an infant living in the Depression, my family was very poor and looking for work. My parents took me from my grandmother's house in... My grandfather had died just the year before. My grandmother kept the house on Rainy Mountain Creek, and there we live. From there, when I was a year old, my parents took me to Devil's Tower, Wyoming. Why? I don't know, except that it was a very sacred place. And then they brought me back after a week or so. I don't have an actual recollection of that time, though I have been back to that place many times, brought me back, and soon after, an old man of the tribe, a man named Polho, Old Wolf, came to visit, and he took me in his hands, and he began to tell the stories of the Kiowas, you know, of all the good things and all of the bad things that had happened to them. And as he spoke, all of the other voices fell away. His was the one that held sway. And at the end of his storytelling, he looked down at me and he said, "Now you are Tsuai Tali, Rock Tree Boy." The name was given to me to commemorate my having been taken to that sacred place in Kiowa tradition. Many years later, I wrote a poem about my name, and it is called The Delight Song of Tsuai Tali. I am a feather on the bright sky. I am the horse that runs in the plain. I am the fish that rolls shining in the water. I am the shadow that follows a child. I am the evening light, the luster of meadows. I am an eagle playing with the wind. I am a cluster of bright beads. I am the farthest star. I am the cold of the dawn. I am the roaring of the rain. I am the glitter on the crust of the snow. I am the long track of the moon in a lake. I am a flame of four colors. I am a deer standing away in the dusk. I am a field of sumac and the pomme blanche. I am an angle of geese in the winter sky. I am the hunger of a young wolf. I am the whole dream of these things. You see, I am alive. I am alive. I stand in good relation to the earth. I stand in good relation to the gods. I stand in good relation to all that is beautiful. I stand in good relation to the daughter of Tsentainte. You see, I am alive. I am alive.
If you language, crypto, I back you. Money don't make music, these algorithms are snafu. Real art, coming from the heart, uncompromised. They gon' realize they can't program the sun to rise.
The people limited the feeling is heavy, roll up the grass. Throwing up vibrations like a new bus. Bessie gotta write that down on that new notepad. Dipping, locking, ripping, shocking into the red. Moving lightning, Bessie gotta get right. Bessie gotta keep on working till you get the rest. The people already, the feeling is what it's gotta be. Got that monster sound for the whole country. We'll be right back.
Ladi Saku Napsi Uni Silada Aya Una Chalke Aladi Dalo Kisha Dala Ladi Saku Napsi Uni Silada Aya Una Chalke Aladi I am back with magic fire.